Everett Higgins is an independent author from the northern beaches of Sydney, and if you don't know Everett, you may have encountered him at your local markets writing on-the-spot poetry under his alias Poem Boy. Everett has just independently released his debut novel, a novel called Youth, a story of three teenage boys dealing with grief, love, and what it means to be a man. And I'm so happy to say that Everett joins us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Oh, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
This is amazing stuff. Can you tell us about how your love for writing first started?
My love for writing first started when I finished school and I was just trying to figure out kind of where I was going and what I was doing with my life. So I just started writing every night. It started as journaling and then it just turned into, you know, more bodies of work. I started doing poetry and it was just something I did every night and it just helped me kind of make sense of everything.
Now in your day-to-day life, you're actually a sparky, an electrician.
Yeah, I'm a sparky, yeah.
So that's like in stark contrast, I would imagine, to your life as Poem Boy, where you're an on-the-spot poet.
Yeah. Well, it kind of took a while for me to admit that to myself, that I really liked poetry. Even though it was something I did every single night, it was kind of because I was going on site every day and most of the boys were supportive, but it was just something I didn't really talk about or I didn't admit that I liked just because, you know, I just wanted to have that appearance of kind of being just, you know, a tradie, you know.
And you do on-the-spot poetry, which I guess is sort of like a written version of freestyling?
Yeah, so I have a typewriter and for about 3 or 4 years I had a market stall every Sunday where people would come up to me and they'd give me like a word or a phrase or any kind of anything they wanted on a poem and I'd type it on the typewriter and they'd just pay you whatever they thought it was worth.
So it's like improv poetry.
Yeah.
Do you do it at parties?
Yeah, well, I do it at events and stuff now, kind of corporate stuff, just because I was doing it every Sunday and it got a bit much for a while, but I'm thinking of going back pretty soon. But I do corporate things and,
stuff
like that, yeah.
That's really amazing stuff. Now, the novel Youth, which is what we're here to talk about, covers a range of themes from masculinity, grief, to the appreciation of the ocean. What was the inspiration that wanted you to write a book on these themes?
Well, I grew up surfing every single day and the ocean was kind of a place I went to just when I needed to think about things and also just, you know, I just love surfing. I love the ocean. It's just such a great factor in my life and that's kind of where I was brought up around. And a lot of the themes come from, it's a coming of age story. So yeah. A lot of the themes come around these two boys, Jimmy and Jenna, who witnessed their friend Raddy die surfing in the first chapter. And the themes are kind of, you know, after witnessing that, them trying to process this grief and also trying to figure out who they are. And, you know, as coming of age, we have these ideals of, you know, what it is to be a man or a woman. And, you know, I'm not qualified to tell anyone what being a man is, but the point of the story is to, you know, think about who are you?
Yeah.
You know, trying to understand yourself, not necessarily trying to follow these ideals of what it is to be a man, because obviously they're great ideals, you know, this perfect man, this perfect woman, but no one actually lives up to that. And the point is to just love and appreciate yourself regardless.
When you're writing a story like this, and obviously you yourself is probably reflected in a lot of the characters of your work, does it sort of give you a greater insight into who you are? You'll be there typing away, doing the thing, looking back on what you're doing, and then you're like, God, I've just gone. Yeah. This has been an absolute moment of self-discovery.
Yeah, no, definitely. And that's like that's the beauty of it all. A lot of it is self-reflection and stuff, and it's a great thing and a confronting thing sometimes, because you see parts of yourself, you're like, oh, geez, yeah.
But that's like that's all part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the whole joy of it.
Well, what's the process for you? Is it just that if you sit there, your typewriter or whatever you're working on, and you just go hell for leather and go back and
work on it,
or is it more cerebral than that? Are you sort of like just doing a paragraph at a time, then having a break and going for a surf?
Yeah, well, there's definitely my main thing is there's no, I'm terrible at planning and stuff like that. So I kind of just try and sit down and just throw myself out at most nights. And then, you know, what I like, I'll keep. And then I'll end up kind of just like reworking most of it. Like most of the time I'll write the first draft and then most of it will get torn apart and reworked and stuff like that. But yeah.
This is a phenomenal achievement to be someone at such young age to have put out a full-length novel, not to mention all of the other writing that you're doing and having a day job on the side. The day job is the side hustle.
Yeah, yeah.
Being a novelist and a writer, that's the real use. How's the response been?
Oh, it's been awesome. Everyone's been really supportive and it's had really great feedback. It actually, there was a really good review of it on the Tawny Frogmouth, which is a local Northern Beaches magazine. They wrote a really nice review of it, which came out just at the beginning of this month. So it's been awesome just seeing everyone's positive feedback and it's been, really encouraging.
And if people want to get themselves a copy of Youth, what's the best way to do that?
The best way, if you look up online, or there's a few bookshops in the Northern Beaches. There's Berkeley Books in Balgala, Harry Hartog, Ringer Mall,
Desire Books. Shout out to independent bookstores.
Yeah, and also Bookuccino as well in Avalon. All of them have supported me, not just with this work, but a lot of my other works. And you can find it online as well or on my website.
Shout out to Bookuccino for having them.
Yeah.
It's because they got coffee and books.
Yeah, shout out Bookuccino, that awesome place.
God, that's awesome. Everett Higgins, aka Poem Boy, your debut, your novel Youth is out now. If people want to find you on the socials, you're at?
Poem Boy with two I's instead of a Y.
Excellent. I'll put a link to that up on the website and poemboy, poemboi.com on the internet. Everett, this is absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for joining us here today on 2SER Breakfast. This is an incredible achievement. I can't wait to see what you do next. And when you do it, come here and tell us first, won't you?
I will. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.